Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again. Another BBS program. Boy, got a lot of these underneath the belt here. So here we go. Today's Wednesday, and it's 5/14/2014. So let's do a clearing if you need one or a situation that you may have encountered. You never know. So think of something that happened that maybe caused you stress. We'll do stress tonight here. Anybody stressed out? If so, here we go. Think of your stress that you had, that particular incident, and I'll release it. I'll count to five to release the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I want to do heartache for some reason. Maybe there's somebody out there who has a heartache issue. So here we go. Heartache. Here we go. Think of that issue, the particular time maybe it happened, the day, you know, the event, whatever it is. So here we go, releasing heartache that one time. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I guess that's probably pretty good. Let's bring up the light beam, everybody. So you can scroll down on the BBS page and bring up the light beam. Or go to creationlightship.com and bring it up there. And here we go. So be the males coming in again. So I like to bring males in because of the energy that's here. We need a lot of oomph. So here we go. And we'll put it down to 20. So this is maximum energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, the week's half over, basically, at least your work time is. So unless you started work today and weekend was the last couple of days, but basically for most people, you know, weekend's coming up shortly. So you're halfway through. We'll just turn it over to Ann here. We'll see what we have looking tonight for the program. So what do you have on the pot there? What's Maureen, Ann?
Well, Ron, we discussed once again, because I don't think we can do it enough, is talking a little bit about timelines, and we have a couple of emails with questions about the timeline crashes. So I just want to make sure that we said that today is Wednesday, May 14th, 2014. Oh, and that's what I wanted to say. Could we perhaps clear the date, Ron, since there's that double 14 in there?
Okay, here we go. So we'll just clear the 14s out. So 14, releasing the energy from the 14. Remember, these are how they tag people with dates and stuff. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You start seeing similar numbers. There's the same number happening all the time. There's a lot more energy on that day. To connect to things for some reason, especially if you start seeing, like, you know, 111 or 1111 or 1010 or anything that's sort of like that, 909, well, that would be different, not on, maybe 222 or something. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I thought I'd ask one of this email. I'll read this one first. Because it's kind of about timeline crashes. It's a really interesting question. Dear Ron, what exactly do the ETs do to us before or at birth? Are we given mind programs, timelines, implants, barcodes, or all of these? I ask because I plan to heal an issue I have had since birth through the timeline crashes, but want to know what else I should work on so I can hit it hard, as you say.
Okay, well, the first thing, you want to get your emotional whole lifetime clearing. That's number one. Number two is if your issue that you had happens to be maybe more life threatening to you now, then you want to do the death barcode. Oh, now we'll forget about the death barcode. Maybe you're in good health. So now you're dealing with an issue that seemed to be passed on to you. You need to know if your parents had it. If your parents had the issue and you're trying to get rid of it, you may want to, since you're talking about this one issue that seems to be haunting you, that's what I'm picking up. So this issue that you have is haunting you throughout your whole life. So that could be a reoccurring barcode. And you may want to go in and clean out your parents with that issue, maybe in the seventh generational clearing. So kind of find out what type of energetic body it's stuck in. That's the first thing I think I would look at also. Is this passed on through your parents? What side? And then also, did your grandparents have that issue? That's kind of how to look at that. In the seventh generational clearing, the first one should help you out a whole bunch on that. The next one is find out, if you had any situations in your life happening let's just say that you happen to be accident prone. We'll just pick that one up. So, you knew that you hurt yourself when you were 4 and wasn't too good. Maybe it recycled at 8. Now you have all these particular years that somehow this thing is reoccurring on you. So that could be that barcode. I want to look at that. And that would start timeline crashing the very first one. So you can rewrite your timeline. And possibly the second one that you know that you've had, maybe at 8, we'll just pick those numbers, may not have as much charge on it. So you want to start to rewrite your history and get up into the present moment here. So that's kind of what I would suggest doing. And yes, all those things could be done to you by the aliens. It's definitely in your natal chart. So you could also go into the natal chart clearing and put those particular dates in, maybe, to get that off of you also. So back to you, Ann.
I remember hearing years ago from a New Age teacher that our spirits aren't in our bodies or connected to our fetus the whole 9 months that we're in our mother's bodies. And is that true, Ron?
Well, I think it comes in checks.
Okay.
Because your mother's spirit energy is what's really keeping the baby alive until, you possibly, pop out, or maybe you come in, maybe a week before or something like that. But I think normally, I think the fetus, the spirit does come in to check on the baby, but there's no reason to be staying there, only because it has nothing to do with the baby, because the baby's not living its own life. It's living the life of the mother. So there could be issues that the mother could have that's passed on to the fetus. So if for some reason you're seeing a pattern in your life happening, you may want to see if your mother had that pattern and maybe see what happened during, that 9 months of time. Maybe there was something going on there that got passed on to you that may not even be connected to your natal chart. So you may want to look at that also. That's you, Ann.
Right. So you're probably picking up things more of a physical nature while you're still in the womb, right, Ron?
Yeah, you're picking up, the sounds and the emotions of the mother. If your mother is, nervous about having you, you may come out kind of nervous, Let's just say that, we'll just go back and we'll just talk about, I'll go back to World War II. Let's just use that for an example. So, because most of the men were drafted. And so all of a sudden, maybe these people are 18, we'll say, and all of a sudden, she gets pregnant and they get married or something like that, and the husband goes off to war. Well, the mother's probably pretty, antsy about, wow, what if the guy gets killed, And so, each day she's listening to maybe or watching the newspaper or something for news. And so automatically, you know, when you're born, you could come out, you know, being pretty messed up by having all these fears coming into you and anxieties and whatever else the mother went through. And then what happens if let's say 6 months on down the road, you know, 6 months during the pregnancy, you have 3 months to go, we'll say, and all of a sudden you get news that, her husband got killed or the boyfriend got killed or whatever, they got killed, right? Well, now all that anxiety of heartache and everything else is now passed on to the child. Now, is that going to be experienced by that child? Very possibly. But a lot of times it skips one generation. So that would mean that, going back to World War II, that would maybe be your parents had a child. And so maybe your parents are born, we'll just say, hypothetically, in the 50s. And maybe they got to be 25. So now you're looking at 1975. And all of a sudden now, you know, they have you. Okay, and you're listening to this program. Maybe, yeah, I was born around that time. You know, so that means that you could have passed on or have that energy of being anxious, maybe about death or something, or maybe you're afraid of guns, or you hear something about a war going on and you freak out, you know. And so that could be the situation going on there. So you may want to look at that too. So if you do have something, a lot of times it'll skip one generation because that gets mirrored back to the parent. Okay? That's the way the cause and effect energies work. So they can skip one generation so that, the child will mirror back to its parents, which would be your parents, what they did or mirrored back to your grandparents, okay? So that's kind of the way it works. It may skip a generation and then have the reflection back to you if you have children, okay? So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. So it's interesting that it is helpful to know a little bit about our history, isn't it? Even if it's, you know, our emotional history and kind of what our grandparents were like, and you know, so that we can check out things to clear. I wonder if it's also helpful to know your heritage, like are you Italian or Irish, or where did you come from? We hear a lot of people on TV now talking about looking up their ancestry and everything, and I was never really too interested in doing that, but now I can see where there could be some validity to doing that, to sort of find out more about where from who you come.
Yeah. That could be beneficial because you could have, fears. Like I said, you know, going back a couple of generations, you could have those fears coming forward in you from whatever happened in World War II. You know, because that was, you know, that's about the right age possibly, or maybe even going back if you're older, you know, maybe younger, could be the Korean War, or it could be World War One. If your parents were born back then. Want to look at that and just see what they experienced. So go back to your grandparents and see what they experienced, and then from there you can see what you might want to clear, because, you know, that's kind of lurking, you know, on your radar. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that is very interesting. Oh, I just want to remind everyone that you may put your comments and questions, if you have any, on the BBS Fast Chat tonight. And also, I have the CLS questions at yahoo.com open, and there are a few in there. And if you would like to send one during the show, if you have any comments or questions, just go ahead and do that. Actually, I'm having a hard time loading the BBS Fast Chat, so I apologize if there's something on there. I'll get to that in a moment. Okay, we have a couple more things kind of related to timeline crashes, Ron. Excuse me. Where is that one? Oh, I am having to look for a new job, and a memory of a job I had when I was 16 or 17 keeps coming back, where the person was very abusive to me. Is that something I should timeline crash, and will that help me find a new job where I'm happy?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a really good one, because remember, you're still living the past of that on a timeline. So even though, you know, your life moved on, you know, since that time, maybe let's just say you're, you know, 10 years older, you know, and now you're looking for a job, and maybe you're a little bit gun shy. Maybe you're a salesperson. Let's just say that you're a salesperson at a store, you know, and maybe you're on commission or something, and you were doing pretty well, but the boss didn't like you, told you all these bad things about you, and then they maybe laid you off. So now you're looking for a job, and you go, yeah, I really like, you know, selling, you know, in his clothing or something, you know. I really like that. I like to feel the fabric and stuff. But you go, man, I don't know, you know. That old boss of mine kind of lurking in my mind here, and I don't want to have that embarrassment or be reprimanded again. So, yeah, get rid of that timeline. Because if you don't get rid of the timeline, you're living that life, and you're still living it now. Well, it's right in your face continuously, even though you're not seeing it. And you may not want to get a job. You may be sabotaging yourself unknowingly, because you don't want to have somebody reprimand you again. Now, if you don't clear it out, what's going to happen? Remember, history repeats itself. So you will have that experience over again, unfortunately. And they're going to come up to you and do the same thing that happened years ago, because you haven't cleared it, okay? So you are right about, being gun-shy or something about doing this job over again, because it will recycle. Actually, that'll be one of your big buttons out there. You're hoping that they don't do it, but that's all that they're seeing is that. So I would definitely clear it out, do a timeline crash on that particular job, maybe when that happened, maybe for the whole job, to get a clean slate so you can start over again, because you already got the experience. So I would probably clear the whole thing out. If you've been at a job for 2 years, I would probably do it month by month. Do a bunch of timeline crashes on it so that you're not living those timelines. All those timelines will move up to the time that you got laid off or whatever happened, scolded or whatever, and that will be in your life recycling. So you want to get it out of your life. I would do timeline crashes on it. And, you know, if you're unemployed, we'll say, and you are looking for a job, that means that you have free time and get in there and clear that out so that you have success next time. But that old boss will show up with somebody else. You know, it'll be like a different face, same issue. So get rid of that timeline. And you may even want to get on a timeline, since they're all created, where you're making lots of money selling those men's clothing or whatever it is, you know, that you're doing well and you have a happy job. Oh, that's what I would do, is that, and also get in the psychic billboard after you do the timeline crashes, because, see, if you get on it now, you still have that back history. You don't want that history to bite you in the butt, you know, over again, so get rid of it. And then get on the psychic billboard to find your job. Look at it each day, see how people are responding to you. You may be walking in there into, you know, your employer, and you got that big button, hope you don't scold me, or, you know, I was fired last time because I wasn't performing properly according to this person's ideals of you. And that's right on your psychic billboard. And who's going to want to hire somebody who's not a performer at their job? So that's what I would do, is do that clearing.
Wow, yeah, I was going to bring up the billboard, too, for this person, Ron, and that's so helpful, because we get a lot of people have asked things like, what should I put on my billboard? So that was really helpful what you just said, to kind of think about your past, what could still be running there. Like, you don't want to be walking around saying, you know, like, please be nice to me, or I don't like to be abused. If you have that in your mind, it's going to show up, you know, really negatively on your billboard. You're kind of shooting yourself in the foot there. So I just think what you're basically saying is, see what are your issues. What is it you're really afraid of? Where did that come from? You can timeline crash it, and then also undo, so you don't look, you're not walking around showing that to the world by clearing your billboard.
Yep.
Okay, here's one. When you do a timeline crash, we follow it up with what are called space-time crashes, and someone is asking, how many timeline crashes do I need to do before doing a space-time crash?
Well, if you're just doing them, you know, routinely every night, if you come home and you want to do a few, I'd probably do it once a week. So, you know, if you're on your computer doing a lot of them, I'd figure maybe every 100 timeline crashes, maybe do one. But once a week is what I would probably do myself. That way, maybe every Friday you do a space-time crash, or what you've been doing the timeline crashes for.
Right. If you do, that's a great idea.
You just switch it off to something else, on a timeline, then do the crash at that point for the space. Each time you complete what you want to do, then do a space-time one.
Great. And then what would be, is there a way you can describe, Ron, what a trigger might be that, okay, you've cleared timeline crashes, but you're still in need of a space-time crash? Is there some way we can kind of feel that or figure it out, or should we just kind of schedule it?
I would just schedule it because you won't know.
Okay.
If you do it once a day, you know, you find it might be beneficial too, but there's no way to know when you didn't come back here. So you just do it, you know, once a week or, you know, whenever you choose to, but you don't have to do it that often because you're probably only out there in space about 10% of the time or less. So.
Okay. Okay, we have a question, and I'm not sure this is a we can go, of course, go right back to timeline crashes and talk more about them. In fact, this might even be an issue that can be timeline crashed. But I'm not sure that we've ever discussed this healing before on a show. But there is, in fact, a sleep deprivation clearing, Ron. And someone is asking about, you know, what is it, I guess, you would know if you were sleep deprived, right?
Yeah, that should be self-explanatory. So if you feel like you're not getting sleep, maybe you're having nightmares, maybe you just can't go to sleep at night, maybe you're full of anxiety, that could possibly help you. But I'd look for the other issues first, try to figure out what's going on, and then from there do that clearing. Because you're probably not sleeping because your mind's running rapid on you, and maybe see what you're thinking about, and maybe you don't want to be attacked by aliens, you know, or you don't want to go to sleep, not even be conscious to you. Oh, you know, you want to figure out what your condition is, what your problem is. Clear those energetic bodies. And if not, maybe do that clearing. The clearing, to me, is kind of like last resort after you have done different clearings to try to get yourself to go to sleep. Because, you know, that just means that you're doing something or something's happening to you where you don't want to sleep. You don't know what's going to happen to you when you're sleeping. So, you know, that's why that clearing's up. It's like last resort. If you can't get any sleep after doing some clearings, you may want to try that one. That could be a pattern. You see, you could have had a past life. Maybe you had to stand guard over somebody, or maybe you're responsible for doing something. Got to be awake and watch out what's going on around you, and you fell asleep. And all of a sudden now, maybe awful things happen to the people that you're trying to protect. You know, and, you know, we could talk about World War II again. Maybe, you know, you were there in World War II. It's hypothetical here, naturally. But your ancestors probably were involved with the war. And so maybe they said, okay, every night we're going to have a different person stay up late to make sure the enemy doesn't come and, you know, shoot at us or kill us or something. So here you are, and you're a little tired, and you fall asleep, and lo and behold, they snuck up on you and killed your wife and your family and, you know, 50 other people. This lifetime you go, man, I can't go to sleep at night, you know. Pray that something awful is going to happen. That could be another way to use this clearing, but that's kind of how we put it up for that. Something from your past preventing you from sleeping, but, you know, find out what it is. Anxiety, is it fear, you know, is it some kind of trauma? Afraid of being abducted? Are you afraid of being beaten when you're sleeping, you know? Are you afraid rats are going to walk over your body? This is all past life stuff, you know? So whatever it is, you know, try to figure that out first. If you do that clearing at last resort to help you. Thank you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I'll just share with everyone, too, that I have I am always saying this, but I have wonderful success using the just charging a glass of water before I go to sleep, or if I've been on the weekly calls where Ron charges the 7 jugs of water, I find that I sleep really well. So the water charging is really terrific, and that might help. Though I do feel that someone that thinks, you know, that they might need the sleep deprivation probably has something a little more going on, as you said, Ron. So thank you. That's very helpful. And we have a nice testimonial, and okay, it went off my screen, but I read it, so I'm going to just paraphrase. On the last show, you talked a lot about how important it is to stay in our heart center and to do the mind-to-heart drop and bring us into the present moment. And you even drew or talked about how if you're having financial issues, if you just bring yourself into your heart center, things will be solved for you. So sure enough, someone wrote in and said that they got all the money they needed to pay something they were worried about, and they have more money left over. So that's a nice immediate testimonial, Ron. That's just from Monday's show.
Great. Wow. Great. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you, listener. It's a listener who participates a lot with our shows, and I really appreciate all your input and questions. So thank you. You know who you are.
And remember the old phrase, you don't know what you don't know. You know, you can always look at that as, you know, like, what clearing do I need next, you know, or is this really going to work for me? Because you don't know until you try something. So that's the whole thing. There's so much mind control going on here that sometimes you get blocked by what you really would like to do, and you just can't do it because you're involved with something else, you know?
Right.
So you're just involved heavily with doing something that, oh, something else can creep up on you. So you just definitely want to stay in the present moment. You know, that's why we have to be here now, clearing up, and then find a heart drop. So don't know what you don't know, number one. And, you know, find out what your issues are. If you don't know what your issues are, then ask one of your friends. And they could probably tell you what they think of you as far as your issues. And if you're struggling on something, you know, maybe you can't get a date. You know, maybe you're in the dating realm when you can't get a date. So ask your friends, what's wrong with me? You know, why can't I get a date? You know, they might say, well, this is the problem with you here. You know, you got to take a bath. You know, you go, oh shoot, I forgot about after a shower. You know, I phone on, you know, and whatever. But you know, it's just something simple like that. You know, so anyway. You know, that's kind of funny, but...
That is dating 101.
Yeah, dating 101, yeah. Make sure you brush your teeth. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say first that when we do a timeline crash, one of the options is to write in a dream you've had that you remember, or perhaps a recurring dream. So as many timelines as you do, or, you know, you can open more than one window, even when you're doing the timeline crashes, you can put dreams in. So someone's asking, how do I stop being attacked in dreams sexually by aliens? I've been doing the timeline crashes on my dreams. Will this work?
Yeah, I would try that, definitely. To try the timeline crashes. Maybe you might get off of those timelines where they see you, you know, in the dream state. So that's a really rough one to answer, you know. Yeah, get into the timelines and see what the history is. First had that first dream about that. It could be any situation, and get off those timelines. Remember, you're still running the timelines, even if you got sexually attacked maybe when you were 12. You're still running. And now maybe you're 60 and you go, oh, I don't know why this is happening to me. Well, you're running those timelines way back when, and the aliens are seeing you and go, wow, this is great, because they don't really, you know that much. All they know is energy, you know. They go, well, this is a lot of energy here. We'll just attach to this person and, you know, continue on with the theme here. So definitely get off of the timeline. So, yeah, definitely get off those when you first suspect that this is happening to you. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you very much. Let me take a quick look. Well, I think you did this. We've been talking quite a bit. We're already halfway through the show, and I feel like it would be a good time for some clearings. Now, I know you did this on last week's show, but we had a couple of comments about people really appreciating this. Could you close our crown chakras for us and just tell people again why that's important in case we have new listeners tonight?
The crown chakra should not be open. That's how the aliens connect to your energetic fields that you have. So close it down. So here we go. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And normally, if you had it wide open, you're going to feel like, oh, my energy now is in my body, where before it was all over the place, and you may have gained two-thirds of your energy back. Well, it depends how open it is and how connected you are to it. And also do this satellite timeline crash, which we have on one of the free clearings, and also do the head connectors. I would do those and also close down your crown chakra. You don't want it to be open. You're probably stealing your spirit out of that. So, you know, keep it closed. Okay. Not stealing your whole energy system. You want to keep that closed down all the time.
Can you do that for us again, Ron? A sample of the closing down the chakra?
Yeah, here we go. So crown chakra, one, two, three, four, five there. Close down. You can also tell your body to do that, you know, close down the crown chakra. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's something I do command all the time. And I just want to remind everyone that, again, it's a free clearing, the alien head connectors that Ron did just recently for us. And I have run that healing for myself, and I was shocked at when you did that sample how much I felt it. So I'm back running that some more. I guess the aliens are just constantly connecting to us through our heads, right, Ron?
Yes, it's a never-ending thing, you know. It's, they keep doing it. You know, they're only doing it because they're getting mileage out of you. So if they didn't get any energy or mileage from you, they would not be connected to you. Sometimes it's hard to get rid of the energies. You know, I do know people that are suffering a lot, and all that we have on the website helps them out somewhat, but it's not, you know, it's not 100% effective, unfortunately. They can come in and hear things. But I know that if you get off the timelines, have a much better chance of doing and having protection. Let's do in the mind a heart drop. You know, there probably are people listening who are doing a lot of things, and maybe it's helped them out 50-60%, but they still have stuff going on. And, you know, I don't know what else to say. Maybe, you know, go back maybe further into your history or something. And maybe also maybe you're a project specimen, you know, and you have to look at that too. You got you or your parents a long time ago, and they continuously mess with you. So I want to look at that and see what you might be able to do for a clearing to disconnect them. So yeah, I'm doing a lot of stuff also looking for these things. You know, you just can't say no. Still come about, unfortunately. People listening who have tried everything and they're still under attack and stuff, I'm still working on stuff myself to try to get some remedies for these things. So it's not that I'm not doing anything. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, and I think we all know that you're working hard and doing your best to protect us and clear us off, and we appreciate you very much. Okay, we had a question, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the God connection clearing and if it would be possible to do a sample of that for us. We have a very nice testimonial about it, I was going to ask, but a listener wrote in and asked about the God connection clearing and is wondering why they need to disconnect from God. Isn't that the same as the creation light chip?
Well, the God energy is not the same because it's in judgment. And so, you know, every church has a God energy, which is an alien connection. Well, what I could do is maybe take away, think if you did go to church or someplace, or even pray to God, you know, or something, just think of the last time, I'll clear the energy from you. So here we go. Just think of that. And, you know, you have to look back, like, through the Bible, you know, you got the Yahweh God and, you know, Jehovah and all these other things out there. You know, they're still active, you know. Oh, but think of the last time you went to church, we'll say, pray to that alien in the name of God, and we'll release that. Well, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if you're listening and this is your first time and you think, well, I was taught that Jesus is God, Jesus is Lord, well, the Jesus that you're praying to doesn't exist. It's all light of the darkness. So nothing but light can be courted and can really fix you or help you because the energies don't do that. I do clearings. All I'm doing is empowering you, your spirit, and cleaning your spirit off and using your spirit to help you. That's the way the clearings work. So that's how, you know, you need to understand what's going on. But the God energies out there, oh, are normally all alien to hook people up. Even the Christian churches, you know, wonder if Jesus is God or not. You know, they still have that debate for different ones. So anyway, I think that's what they argued about a long time ago, was Jesus God. You know, they had to make a decision to put down that into text, you know. So, you know, if it was that obvious, they would have already known. But yet they had to say, well, is he or isn't he, you know? Oh, by the God energies is what people normally connect to when they pray outside of themselves to something. And, you know, the aliens will take on and shapeshift into anything just to get your energy. And normally you will have a warm, fuzzy feeling, an emotional reaction if something happens to you. That would be a positive thing. Maybe you pray outside of yourself and have something going on in your life. Maybe you have a hurt knee or something, and you do your prayers and whatever you do, and all of a sudden it goes away. So you assume that that's from that God energy of whatever it would be you're praying to. Maybe you're praying to Mother Mary or something, you know, and that happens. And so for you, that's a validation, and you feel all happy, and oh, well, now Mother Mary is your Savior, you know, or Jesus or whatever. It's one of the tricks they do to hook you up. The kingdom is within. That's the teachings of Jesus. Always go inside. Just need one book, one page, go within. That's the whole thing. That's very, very simple. Everything else is complicated. Get all those rules and regulations. Careful with those, as God will get you. So back to you. Plus, you're already God anyway. But they just kind of, you know, tell you, well, the main ones probably. Break those commandments. So anyway.
Well, I know from being Catholic, I don't know about other churches, but you memorize a lot of prayers and songs, and you repeat them all the time in Catholic school every day and certainly every Sunday. And there's lots of, you know, I pledge and I promise and I commit myself, and it's very creepy and disturbing. So it's a really good thing to get separated from.
So from there, you'd want to do the religious indoctrination clearing.
Right.
Cut off of you if you have that situation to where put all these different trees or whatever.
Right, and it's so obvious, isn't it, from more knowing what you have explained to us, Ron, that when you're reading something, which you're always doing in church, at least in our church, in the Catholic Church, and memorizing, it's all mind energy, isn't it? Because you're just doing things by rote, so they're kind of taking you out there, aren't they?
Yep, you're hooked up in the mind, and you're being programmed according to what those words mean or what they want them to mean at that time. And all of a sudden, you're connected. So, like I say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're a P-R-E-Y to what's connecting to you. They got that hook in your mouth, and they're pulling it in, reeling you in. So, where you want to look at anything outside of yourself is going to be darkness. And I'm unfortunate.
Right.
That's the way you have to look at it, because you have it all with you. So why would you go outside of yourself? It's something that's less than you. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, and I do just want to read this testimonial we got about the God connection here. Oops, sorry, something came up on my computer. I just got and ran the God connection clearing. I have run the whole lifetime once, and wow, do I feel clearer. It seems all the God junk in my space was clogging up my intelligence. That is my own ability to connect with my spirit and have an inner telling intelligence of what is. What a relief. Thanks, Ron. I had no idea how jammed up I was with programs to seek outside information to know what is so and how to conduct my own life. So that's very nice. That's the God connection clearing. So I guess everyone's a little bit different. I remember somebody talked about clearing the Ten Commandments, and they felt much better. I never felt particularly connected to the Ten Commandments, but maybe I should do that too. I don't know. Maybe we all should.
Yeah, so if you look at it and you know, automatically, like one of the commandments is, thou shalt have no other God before me or before thee or whatever, right? So, look at that one. So that means that some alien out there, that's a God energy, is now afraid that you're going to go to somebody else. Okay? You know, what does that mean, right? So, they want to keep you hooked up to that one particular God energy. You know, you have to look at it for what it is on face value, you know? So, if you look at it a little differently, and you say, gee, you know, if that energy outside of myself is a creative energy and maybe all-knowing energy, you can kind of switch it over. And maybe I'm the same thing as that, but, you know, why is this thing wanting me to connect to it? And then Jesus also said, you know, ye are gods, I think maybe seven times in the Bible, I believe. It means that you have the energy of source with you. But when something else wants to dampen you down so that you don't use your creativity, go beyond what something else is, then they're trying to keep you held captive in a mind control pattern, which is what they're doing, you know. So once you start seeing all the holes through all this stuff, you just got to get back to the basic teachings of Jesus. You know, the kingdom is within. And you need to be childlike, means getting rid of all your emotions, that you can have your spirit with you. Otherwise, it's outside of you. You kicked it out, forced it out of your body. You need to have that for the ascension process, and also to be connected to your own spirit, which is source energy. So, you know, it only leaves you because you are choosing to do that, and that's mind energy. So it's... the system here is backwards according to what really should be happening. You're whole and complete, much as you can be when you're born, and then from there you're separated, and you spend your whole life trying to find what you lost, and you don't always even find it because you have all these mind control patterns sending you from that with your natal chart and the planets controlling you and everything else. And everything coming up. But anyway, whole thing is do the mind a heart drop and the be here now. That can help you out immensely. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, we have a question about the entity clearing. And the person says, I feel that I command entities to leave me. Would it still be beneficial for me to do the whole life entity clearing? And what would that mean in my life?
Well, you could, you know, how do I say this here? What you're doing is probably getting rid of maybe let's just say a lot would be 100. You could have millions. So, you know, the 100 might be part of your ordinary traits that you're dealing with, you know, your personality changes and stuff. But, you know, there's so much in you that's corrupted that you're not going to be able to probably even scratch the surface on it. So that's how I look at that. A lot of people are doing different types of emotional modalities and you know, going under hypnosis and getting rid of things. And, you know, that's great. But, you know, you're still not even scratching the surface of what's going on until you have the whole lifetime emotional clearing, because that gets rid of stuff out of you. Otherwise, you're looking at events that's happening, trying to clear an event, which is good, but you could have had, you know, 100 events of that. You just got the main one. All the rest would be dormant then. So you need to go back and do it over and over and over. And, you know, why take all that precious time and get each year cleared out for 20, you know, within 20 seconds? That's the whole thing. Do your whole lifetime emotional clearing to free yourself. And if it, if the other modalities would have worked, I'm sure that they were around when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. That would have been also a thing that was there. But Jesus came to do that, to get rid of people's emotions and dramas and traumas and get you off of the karmic energies that keep recycling mind energies. That's the whole thing. You have to go back to see what he was doing and then see how that applies in today's you know, lifestyle. It's the same thing, although now it's so much more contaminated as you have all this information coming to you. You're an information highway, and, you know, everything else comes to you, and you're in that web, you know, the matrix. Back then, the matrix was probably very, very small. Now you're definitely under it a lot. So, yeah, as far as trying to do something, command them out, that's good. But, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So if you do draw entities to you, you're only drawing them because of other entities in you probably waving the sign up and the flag coming here. Got a great body to live in. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. You reminded me that a long time ago when I went to a New Age healer, and I don't even remember exactly what they were doing, but they did say to me, oh, you have, you know, an entity living in this part of your body and another one over here, and there's an old woman over here. And they went through this, you know, let's ask them why they're there and what they want to teach you and tell you and why they're in there. And then we'll ask them, you know, we'll try to free them up and ask them to leave. You know, that was a long time ago, but it really disturbed me a lot to hear that. But unfortunately, I guess, based on what you're telling us, that is exactly what happens. They get into our bodies and hang out there.
Yeah, you don't have to know why. That's the whole thing. You don't have to try to figure yourself out. No, you just need to get them out of you.
Right.
Why are they there? How they're there? Doesn't make any difference. You know, why should you waste your life searching for the reason? Just get rid of them, you know? It's not
right,
needed to know why. Not to learn anything. They're just with you. If you were to find out the reason, remember, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're going to be hunting these things down for your whole life. Just do the clearing, you know? And, you know, typically for most people, 10 to 15 minutes, gone. So why would you want to take longer than that, waste all of your time to do something that's not going to even be close to what you can do on the website? In fact, it'd probably take you 100 lifetimes just to do an emotional clearing on yourself. You know, what the website or we can do, you know, instantly, you know? So, you know, why even, you know, get out of your head. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, right. It would only be mind energy.
Yeah, get out of mind energy, because it could even go the other direction and tell you how powerful you are, and you can do it yourself, and you're not going to have any results. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much, Ron. And you, we did discuss this. You talk about not doing other modalities when people go into the Creation Lightship chamber, when you do the expos and bring the Lightship energy right to people, and you caution them not to be doing other healing modalities at the same time as they're getting a Creation Lightship healing. And I hope nobody who is paying for doing healings is doing that now, but can you just explain why almost every healing modality on Earth is in conflict with the Creation Lightship healings?
Yeah, well, they're mind energy, so they got it from mind. They thought it up, and they put it into a book. Typically, you know, if you look at all the different healings, that's how they show up and they come about, because people are doing that type of energy, you know? And from there, that's what's happening. So you're going into the mind matrix, going into mind and trying to have mind solve your problem with mind. And the mind, you know, can't do that, you know? It'll just put you into another timeline of mind. To you know, and you can't get validations, but why bother? You know, it's that energy that you know that you want to get out of to begin with. So why use mind to try to figure out something in mind? Because you're never going to get the proper answer, and you're going to be searching forever. Like I said, how long do you plan to live? Now, if you're going to live 100 lifetimes continuously, then yeah, you could do that, and you could probably write volumes of books, you know, have books, you know, filling up, you know, 100 libraries of what you discovered. I mean, anything to anybody else? No? And then what's going to happen to you? You know, why should you even waste your time doing something that's not going to be beneficial for you?
Well, and all you need to know that anything that's in you or around you that isn't your body and your spirit is trespassing.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah. Uh-huh.
They just need to be told to be gone. Okay, Ron, how about we do have more, but we also have plenty more shows coming up. Could we do a couple of sample healings? I was thinking, in case we have new listeners, if people could think of an emotional issue they might have had, we could do a quick clearing of that.
Sure. So think of something that you encountered or that encountered you. And I'll clear it. I'll snap my finger to clear it. Here we go. So ready? Here we go. There, it's gone. And I'll do a pain one. So let's look at one of your pains that you have in your body. Maybe you're pain-free. So if you are pain-free, look at the last time you were in pain. Maybe quite a ways back. That pain energy is still hanging into your pain body because you haven't cleared it out. Let's use a pain-clearing a whole lifetime one on the website. If you haven't, then it's still lurking. That means that if it's still lurking, it's going to cause that pain over again in you sometime in your life as history repeats itself. Here we go. Ready? Pain energy being released. That's released. I'll do another one. And another one. Another one. And another one. And some people like to have pain because it motivates them. Or it could be even emotional pain motivating them. So, you know, then you're a slave to that particular energy. And we do have a slavery clearing if you wanted to move forward a little bit more on whatever you're doing, because you could be dealing with an energy of slavery preventing you from moving forward. You don't have to be thinking of somebody in the, you know, in the South, you know, Civil War times or something, you know, picking cotton or whatever, because everybody's a slave to something. And the slavery clearing could be in your genetics a long, long time ago. Maybe you were a slave building the pyramids, you know? And you don't know about that. You can't remember it. But you look at a brick or a rock or something, you know, you go, well, that might be heavy. Or maybe you get a pain in your back because you got whipped. Oh, and you wonder, why am I dealing with this here? Or maybe you pick up a stone and you always stumble, you know, and you hurt yourself. Well, body has it in it. It's trying to tell you, hey, I got this situation, this problem. So the slavery clearing is there. And that normally is one of the bigger ones that most people have, because when you're a slave, you don't have any freedom. So if you look at slavery as lack of freedom, and you want to have freedom, then do the slavery clearing. that you want to be free will, free choice. Otherwise, you're a slave. You can be a slave to your cat in the morning or your dog because they want to eat or go out to go to their bathroom or something, you know, they're living inside. So, you know, that may sound kind of strange, but, you know, you're responsible for them. And all they know is that you're providing them their food. And so they know that you are a slave to them because they want to eat. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, we're actually at the end of the show already. Wow, it went really fast. I would love you to just do the mind a heart drop for everyone because it's so powerful. And just know if you're a new listener, I'm sure you're about to feel wonderful from the mind a heart drop, but there's a sample of it on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. There's also the Be Here Now, which is a free three-part healing you can do also on Ron's website. So check that out, and our next radio show will be on Friday at 7 p.m. on BBS radio station 2.
We got our 8-hour call this Sunday, but we'll do the mind a heart drop. The call is getting rid of alien critters out of you that you not even know about. Oh, here we go. Mind a heart drop, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop them to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, as you're dropping down, you're going to feel the energy shifting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're in your heart with them. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Ann, so thank you. And thank you, BBS. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye.